I would like to welcome all the participants on our end-of-year present. Today with me are Kasia Sulkowska, the board member responsible for risk, Michał Hucał for products and developments and major projects of the bank, Witek Skrok, CFO, and myself. Not present is Nils Rundorf, and the reason for that is that he's got his ribs broken, and hopefully he'll get back to work next week for the one-to-one meetings, and if not, we will try to cover up for him. So I know he's on the conf call, also checking if we are doing anything wrong in investor relationships, so Nils, get better. Now this is the highlights of the agenda presentation. Highlights, regulatory update, capital increase, some data about operational performance, strategic initiatives, outlook, and all other issues. Obviously, it will be a time for questions and answers from your side. Please make a note, and if you have questions, we'll cover that at the end of our presentation. So I will try to start. The Witek will follow with the operational performance, and we'll tell more about the strategic project that we started. The summary of very stormy and bumpy 2013 for us. Strong fundamental growth. We managed to keep the NIM at the 4.7 level. This is the equivalent of 4.8 in the previous calculation. 4.7 is a net interest margin. Client acquisition, we are the strongest in Poland still. To more than 600,000 new clients, and surprisingly, even for us, the speed of client acquisition is accelerating. I think our strategy of building the AliExpresses and they are getting filled up with new clients. Also, AliSync and regular branches and consumer finance clients are contributing to this increase. Strong double-digit growth in the loan portfolio and also the deposits. We are on track on keeping our promise of net growth of loan book by 400 million per month. This was for 2013, and we continue at this speed in 2014. Obviously, the reported results were impacted number of times in 2013 by extraordinary changes. These extraordinary, they had one thing in common, which is the bank assurance. I would like to announce very clearly that after our change at the end of the third quarter, when we understood that the most prudent accounting would call for 0% upfront, we, together with all the other banks in Poland, we got into a very friendly, open dialogue with KNF on what is the final and proper number and proper methodology for accounting. And we got this in writing, finally confirmed that our accounting methodology for upfront in bank assurance is finalized, is done, and it's finished. So the we'll get to the details later, but it means that there is a range set for income, the upfront income for cash loans, which is around 13%, there is a range for mortgages, which is between 18% and 22%. We have restated all the numbers in 2013 in all quarters using this finally approved methodology and finally approved number. So we'll show that later how it impacts the results of every single quarter. The extraordinary, at the same time, there is one more extraordinary item in our P&L this quarter, which is the provision for non-current assets held for sale. You know that there's only one asset that our company got in this category, and we prudently provisioned this for 19 million net, 24 million gross reduction of the value. December capital increase secured Alior Bank growth even under strict and approved by KNF new regulation for upfront bank assurance accounting. We had enough capital for growth under the previous scenario, and now after the ABB, successful ABB, for which I would like to thank you at this for your trust and participation, most of you, we are now on very strong capital position of Tier 1 and capital adequacy ratio for the further growth, even under the stricter bank assurance accounting. I would like to reaffirm that medium-term targets, both ROE, monthly volume growth, capital, cost income, and market share, we would like to keep. I know there might be some questions about the guidance for net profits. Net profits, I will try to cover that later at the end of the presentation. But practically, we canceled all small projects that we were involved in 2013-2012. We focus all our sources in 2014 on innovation, on IT, in building this cooperation with T-Mobile. I'm certain that this cooperation will bring very positive results to both parties, including Alior. There are now not tens but hundreds of people that are working on this project, and what is only uncertain is the time and scale when this project is going to start. So taking this uncertainty into account, it will be very difficult to comment on final number figures and net income for 2014 or 2015. However, I would like to stress that underlying business based on both strong double-digit growth in volumes, monthly loan growth that we are planning, costs of risk that we are planning to keep at 0.2% level in 2014, as well as the cost-cutting plan that we announced, which is 50 million zloty net savings in 2014-2015. All these actions lead us to strong belief that the net income in 2014 and 2015 will grow very, very strongly. Now, there are some numbers that I would like to focus your attention on here. The operating income growth for the bank. By the way, all the numbers here are using the same methodology for accounting for bank assurance. So operating income growth is 21%. General and administration costs, if we are comparing this one to one, excluding the one-offs that were linked with our IPO last year, it's still a growth of 13%. It's big growth, I can tell you that in 2014 we are expecting strong growth in operating income, strong double-digit growth in operating income, while the there is no way that operating expenses in our bank will grow more than 10%. 88% of this number of the growth were linked with the number of people, HR-related costs, of which the vast majority were the client-facing. These were the people that we deployed in a contact center, with consumer finance, with other expresses, and front lines. That's why now, when we announced the cutting, which were the last 2 weeks, but we still have a time to be the end of June this year, I would like to stress, because these were some misunderstandings, that all the people that were unfortunately affected by the reduction and restructuring in the bank, all of them are non-client facing staff at the headquarters in Krakow and Warsaw. So we are not cutting the distribution power of our company. It is linked basically with the fact that a loss of the central functions in the bank are now found to be either automated or outsourced to the to external players. We are a big company. We have more than 2.5 million companies nowadays. And at the very beginning, it had little sense for us to invest in automation of the processes if we have less clients. Now, if we have the large volumes of the transactions, and these are a number of examples, from fraud detection to the claim handling. All the central functions that can be automated will be automated in earlier. But the cuttings, the 260 people that we were planning to reduce our staff, these are only the people at the headquarters. So another thing that I would like to focus in that is that if you look at the numbers, it's 228. Is the net profit for 2013 versus 61 for 2012, which is this huge growth. However, if we clean this number off, or rather adjust this number for one off that we linked with our IPO in December last year, and we clean this number with our provisioning for our financial assets held for sale, the growth is adjusted for these two items is only or just at a level of 12% per annum. There's a very strong growth in fundamentals on loan and deposits. We kept the principle of value, which is the self-financing and the liquidity management. We loan to deposit ratio were kept at 94% along the whole 2013, and capital adequacy ratios are very strong, giving us a power for looking at the both very secure growth of our underlying business. We have enough capital to strongly deploy the capital if and we hope it will be needed for the T-Mobile cooperation, and if there are any opportunities of the portfolio purchase on the market, we will, as we did with HSBC, we'll be looking for these opportunities also. Last but not least, the cost of risk. With the reduction of this financial asset, with the correction for this financial asset that is held for sale in our bank, all the underlying business here is 2.2% cost of risk, is exactly as we are planning for 2014. Vitek will cover the bank assurance and other regulatory aspects.
Thank you. Not only those two items which Wojtek mentioned I would like to cover, but let's start with this, the most important issue. After stormy year, which Wojtek already mentioned, now we are in the very peaceful harbor because we achieved agreement with the KNF that brought people in the first quarter in recognition of revenue from the bank insurance is fully in line with what KNF expected, and we get confirmation in reading. We work in December and January and even beginning of February together with KNF to reach, first of all, understanding, and at the end to achieve the solution which meets our expectations. So I can say that what we have and it is presented in our financial statement is final decision and final approach. What we applied the cash loan. Slide number 7. The ratio which we finally agreed to for the cash loan is 30% for mortgages, 20%. The rest is amortized over the lifetime of the product. However, for the mortgages, additional components because we sell insurance for the five years. At the end of December, all banks received a draft of recommendation U. We are not going to comment, but we are waiting for the final decision because, as may you know, the list of questions which Polish Bank Association provided to KNF as a feedback was much longer than the draft of the recommendation. The next two items which will have impact on 2014 results, this additional tax, this, let's face it, this is a tax, and for 2013 impact was 1.7. For this year we expected to be hit by 7.1 million zloty, and the last one which we are aware, and this is a final list of the changes so which we expected, this interchange reduction. However, due to measures which we already taken, we don't expect any major impact on our results. Now, if you could go to the operational performance, capital increase. Sorry, what is this? Slide number 10. I'm proud to present this slide. However, a lot of the work was done by Nils. So Nils, congratulations. Why? Because if you look at this this first box, EGM acceptance, 93% was 4. This is a very good result. The second reason, demand was almost 3 times higher than we expected, and we collected more than 460 million new equity, and we get new shareholders. So this is a great success, and which is leverage for the further growth in the next years. However, what is important, and later on I will underline that our capital base in terms of the capital ratio has not been jeopardized at any time in our history. Next operational performance, slide 12, important information. As you may know, and this is what opposite direction which we did at the end of the third quarter, when we changed approach in accounting, and revenue from the insurance were recognized in the fee and commission line, when we at the end of third quarter changed the accounting policy because of effective interest rate methodology, we improve NIM. Now we did opposite. So if you compare the NIM at the end of the third quarter versus what is presented here, it's a small reduction, but If you look at the and compare apples with apples, so Anim in the fourth quarter with Anim in the third quarter, there's an improvement. And the second important information, our Anim is the best, the highest among the Polish bank. Here, Wojtek already mentioned that we experienced a very rapid growth of the loan volume, and this growth is does not come from the one sources. There's a stable growth of two legs, corporate and retail. So both contributed in the same development of the loan portfolio. We still stick to self-funding policy, and we improved this ratio by 5 percentage points versus the last quarter. And our target is be closer to the 100%, but we are not going to exceed this. Now I'm on page 14. So all figures presented here, as Wojtek mentioned, is according to the same methodology restated fully. So figures are comparable, and the growth of the fee and commission line is driven by two items: growth of the loan plus the sales of the insurance products, including those which are not linked with the credit loan, which we in details elaborated last quarter. Next slide, slide 15. We improved cost income ratio by almost 5 percentage points. It was done because of much faster revenue growth, driven by the number of outlets, number of the customer, and the positive side and the negative sides of those items which reduced this. There's the HR cost, which grew by 20%, but this is related with the distribution network and fulfillment of our sales forces. And later on, I will share with you our targets for this year. And Wojtek mentioned this new cost saving program, 50 million zloty. Half will come from the HR cost, the steps which already launched. But what is important that it will affect head office people only, branches and distribution network and client facing people will not be hard. On the next slide, slide 16, credit risk overview. Our NPL ratio growing gradually up. However, we are still much below market standards. It is explained by the completely different loan structure. But if you look at the coverage ratio, we are pretty satisfied. Why? Because if you look at the recovery rate, which is close on the to 60%, it will give us a very good way to getting better collaterals from our customers and having one of the best in Poland collection system. We are pretty sure that this ratio and the cost income cost of risk will not increase comparing to the cover level. On the next slide, slide 18, you will see the efficiency ratio, ROE, and capital adequacy ratio. If you look at this slide close to me, 14.5 capital adequacy ratio, it will give us a good way for the further growth. And if you look at this tables, slide 19, you will see that earlier in last 6 months, and not only 6 months, but only 6 months are presented here, we are growing much faster than the market. As a result, we are getting the market share, and now deposit 2.6% of the market share, loan 2.5% market share. So in 2016, we will not double this market share, but from the starting point when we had 2% market share, our target is to achieve 4% market share at the, in 2016. Slide 20, growth of the customer, more than 600 customer in this year, this number one. If you look at this slide comparison where Alior Bank is versus the rest of the sector, it's explained that we are at a very high speed able to acquire customer. This is related mainly because we have third the largest distribution network in the in Poland. This is what I just mentioned. Having 859 outlets, we are number three, number four. And what is important that we are not going to develop and open the new outlets. Why? Because as you know, we get a cooperation with T-Mobile, which has more than almost 1,000 outlets, and we will treat this as a additional distribution network. So we don't need, we don't see any need to develop our own. We will rely on the distribution network of T-Mobile of our partnership. So I'm at the end of my part. Wojtku, if you could run.
Slide number 23, T-Mobile. There's no doubt that T-Mobile project is the most significant project in our bank, in our history of our bank. Short, but history. First of all, because of the great scale of customer base, the 16 million contracts which we can offer with our products, but also almost 1,000 outlets in which the product of cooperation will be offered. There is the strongest brand, as everybody knows, T-Mobile. T-Mobile, we checked the perception of T-Mobile on banking customers. It's very good. They are eye-opener for customers even. In innovations, we always, based on innovations in Alior Bank and this cooperation with T-Mobile, will give us the even better opportunity to develop mobile innovations, but not only. Unfortunately, we are not open to say all details of the project now, both because of its partnership, so everything should be revealed only with consent of T-Mobile, but also because of we are on the early stage or in the mid of development of some fields which could be very interesting, but still not we are not sure when they will be on the market. So we can say that in 5 years we want to acquire 2 million customers, that's our goal. We'd like to achieve 16% of ROE in 3 years and 40% in 5 years. And the base of profitability will be, of course, credit side. So we are going to have 20% of cross-selling ratios in credit products in 5 years. This business will be quite similar to bank business. It's not that we are open for young customers. The T-Mobile base is in average in Poland, so we see that as a great opportunity for our bank. Thank you.
The outlook, slide 25. Outlook, I have only two slides. One is 2014, one all years 2014-2016, loan growth in both short term and mid term. We are expecting to grow at the speed of 400 million net per month. What's important, keeping the current structure. So it's not going to be that we are moving to large corporates and because it's relatively easy to go and build a portfolio of 400 million. we'll be keeping the current portfolio structure. We'll be even with some bias into the retail lending and cash loans. Why is that so? Because the 400 million has to be in the structure to protect or rather prevent from erosion our net interest margin. Margin stabilization with the upside potential due to gradual shift to cash loans, and at the same time we believe that that we'll be living in a stable interest rate environment. Obviously any uptake that we expect might happen in the third and the fourth quarter of this year would translate into the improvement of net interest margin. Costs, we are keeping the midterm target of 45%. We believe that this year we'll get below 50% at the end of year. Improvement of value efficiency, as I mentioned earlier, double-digit growth on the revenue side, and I shouldn't say flat, but very, very small growth, definitely one-digit growth in this is what I can promise on the cost side. Cost of risk, I've mentioned earlier, 2.2%, continuation of our methodologies, recoveries, collection systems that we have so far. Here we do not expect anything significant. Strategic outlook, ROE going to 16%, still loan growth volume, still self-financing, so the deposits will go, it's on page 26, will grow to the same rate roughly. Although we are not as strict with this, keeping the 93-94% loan to deposit rate, it can go up to 99-98, but not above that. Market share, we are on track to reach our target of 4% plus, because we promised to double the market share where we were at the level of 2%, 2.2%. I think it's realistic to believe that at the end of 2016, 4% market share. I think this is pretty much it. Our side, the rest are the slides that are dealing with specific you find us during the question and answer session. If there are any questions, ask them. Fabiola, so first from the room, I think.
Thank you, Wojciech. So we are now ready to start the Q&A session. We will start from the attendees present in the room. And so one willing to ask a question is requested to ask for a microphone.
Dariusz Górski, BZBK. Zdążę po angielsku. Jedziemy, tak? I have a question relating to bank assurance, which is probably obvious. First of all, on the 18 million, which was a positive impact on your 2013 accounts, versus 34 that was put back in 2014. Basically, how much of your past bank assurance fees were recognized in 2013? So this will be the first question. And shoot three at once. Then what is the SME, what is the insurance product content in SME? You provided us with the percentage of upfront booking for cash loans and mortgages, but I wonder how big it is for SME loans. And the third question on the bank assurance fees would relate to your quarterly charts with fees, because they're obviously quite jumpy, the bank assurance fees, but they seem to be related to the level of origination. And interestingly, in 4Q, the level of bank assurance fees was almost the same as in 2Q. If you look at the origination slide, which is on page, I'm privileged here because I have a paper copy and I have all the slides, unlike my colleagues. But if you look on page 29 of your presentation, you see that the origination for Q in both retail and corporate was much bigger than it was in 2Q. So why was there such a big difference in origination and similar bank insurance fees? So this will be the first part, and I have more questions. Let's do these first, please.
First of all, as you correctly said, recognize 18. We increase versus the methodology which we had at the end of with a zero upfront. We increase profit by 18 million zloty and equity by 34 million zloty. What left to be recognized? For the 2014 and the next years, there's a 448 million zloty, 448, yes. And we expect that in this year, 96 million zloty, 2014, will be recognized from that amount.
This is net profit or this is gross fee?
This is a net profit. We are talking, let's say, equity and net profit. So these are the same figures as we presented, discussed when we presented third quarter results.
So during the previous presentation, you provided us with a nice chart which mm-hmm. presented a split of how this is supposed to pan out over the years. Should we apply similar proportion to 448?
Exactly, because let's say the difference is if you compare. The result from that slide, we had 115 for 2014. Now the impact is 96, so the difference is, I believe that if you apply this methodology, will be. But we also can provide you with the details.
And to make our life a little bit more easier, how much of the past fees were recognized in 2013? Because the 18 million is an outcome of the new methodology, because now you are recognizing upfront a bit of it, which you didn't under the previous mm-hmm. regulation. But there also must be an element of past fees in 2013. So there are two contributions to 2013 fees, right?
Right. So maybe because I have Excel with me, so okay. If you don't mind... Let me check it. I will provide you with a figure because the second question was about SME. We have two group of products. From the insurance, we have those which are linked we have two elements, cash loans and the mortgage, and this is a bundled, and this is why we recognize according to agreed approach with a KNF. And the second, we have the products which are pure insurance products, and we sell to our customer. And here we have a unit link, and we call it as a protection plan, legal protection plan for the SME. But the amount which we get from item is less than 50 million zloty for the whole year. Upfront, we recognize upfront, yes. Because there's a... No. The insurance products which are linked the like a credit, we recognize according to the scheme presented.
Okay. Nie, proszę nie zabierać. Fabiola, jeszcze jedno pytanie. All right. You mentioned that the tax will have a 7% impact on your 2013, yes. But you said it's a fee impact. So did you recognize it in your fee line? Is this correct? If you flip back to the slide,
No, it would be not recognized. It would be other expenses.
But it's okay. So it's not a fee. Mm-hmm. It's not a fee. It's a tax. It's not expense. The question is would be on your mortgage portfolio coverage, which sent on page or slides for the benefit of the listeners. It's on page 16, and if I look at this chart, this is the strongest deviation to market average in your coverage ratio. You do explain it on the next page, on page 17, that you have some insurance coverage and you have collateral, but I understand other banks have similar situations, so why would your coverage ratio would be so much different? Especially within the clear maturation of the book, because if the NPL ratio it's ticking up quarter by quarter.
There are two reasons. First of all, our mortgage portfolio is young, and our collection activity on the mortgage portfolio it's on the, at that stage that we have quite huge coverage by collateral, due to the fact that only few execution processes were closed, and in our competitors, they unfortunately have on the on credit portfolio credits after executions with amounts without collateral. That's why they need to cover all amounts because they cannot use this collateral after close of the process. And from the insurance perspective, we have a bit different situation because our agreement with insurer company is different from the standard market insurance. We use and we collect money before we start the repossession process. That's why we received huge money back at the beginning of the collection process. It means that our colleagues from other banks use insurance at the end of the stage after 3 or 4 months of or years, depends on the speed of the process, after the repossession of collateral of mortgage. That's why we have a different situation and different process.
Okay, thank you very much. If I may ask you on...
Just a quick follow-up question on this NPL mortgage coverage ratio. Basically, when we look at this chart, it sums up to something like 102% altogether. And what I'm wondering, whether in the valuation of the collateral, did you assume any haircut?
Which of course.
What would be... If it's not a secret, total
here,
secret.
Here we have economic version, economic value of the collateral, and we, having in mind huge changes during last 2 years, we reevaluate our collaterals twice a year.
So this 79% is already economic, after.
Yes,
after
it is
haircut.
Economic version of collateral. Depends of course, on. The type of collateral, because we have house, of course, flats, and depends on the local market, but here you can see economic version of mortgage.
Follow-up questions, but maybe we can actually. I have one question concerning the cost of risk, if we are at the subject, because you guide for 220 basis points basically for 2014 outlook. However, in the fourth quarter, if we adjust for 24 write-off for the assets for sale, still the cost of risk is somewhere closer to 250 basis points, and we saw consecutive growth of the nominal write-offs, of course partially connected with the growth of the loan portfolio, but also connected with the slow but sure growth of underlying cost of risk. Could you explain why the fourth quarter cost of risk was at this level, and what was the reason why we should not be concerned for the cost of risk not crossing this 220? Thank you.
Based on our structure of our portfolio and based on our results, we prepared the budget. And having in mind quality of the portfolio, we did not expect any future growth of this cost. Even previous results of last year showed us that it is possible to reach this kind of cost of risk, having in mind that 30% of our portfolio is cash loan.
To answer the question about the fourth quarter, jump is purely linked with one asset, and when we adjust for this, the one company acting in drugstore, all the remaining part of the portfolio, 53%, which is the retail portfolio, based on the recovery ratios, based on our as well as other corporate portfolios, this is, makes us fully confident that we will be at the 2.2 level. One financial asset that is held for our sale. We, as you know, we sent in this asset the other bank. We have the very strong performance, operational performance of the of them. We are in the sale process. However, we need to adjust our expectations by this 24 million zloty and red side also. I believe that this level is enough. I don't want to go into any other details because we are in a sales process. So if we state, for instance, that we would like to dispose of this asset by first half of this year, it will jeopardize our negotiation power. If we set up the levels that we adjusted the price, it will adjust the price that that will be offered by the potential buyer. I would like to assure you that there are strong, verified potential buyers, and the story of the drugstore change will be over soon.
Just a follow-up question on this 4Q cost of risk. Actually, we don't have the exact notes quarter by quarter, given this changes in the accounting. But for me, it seems that there was an increase in cost of risk for the retail, a significant one, basically explaining the effect that Marta was talking about. So the question is whether those higher cost of risk are coming from cash loans, installment loans, mortgages. And another question related to this point, of course you marked NPL ratio increase for the cash loans or non-mortgage retail loans, which more or less for me it's understandable. What I'm wondering, what was the driver for the NPL ratio increase for mortgage, 50 bps quarter on quarter, and whether you have in your methodology
cross-sell default individual is in our methodology, the last question. The second question about the mortgages, this is a small and young portfolio, I can the jump from 1.5 to 2 was linked with the two cases that we have in relatively high value, but these are two cases, and Kasia was mentioning earlier that going into the long-term assumption of not more than 2% of the total portfolio is still to be held on mortgage side. And now, in as the first part of your question, the growth on the cost of risk for the cash loan business, it's coming from installment, not from the regular cash loans. The installment loan portfolio grows. We are just starting to cross-sell to clients, and this is the nature of the business, that when you start, it will have at the very beginning slight increase, and then it flattens because the good clients are being cross-sold with additional cash loans. This is the nature of the beginning.
So actually, we should not expect this this trend to continue in 2014. Whether do you want to increase the sale of installment loans, and if yes, then why shouldn't we expect a further growth in the cost of risk for retail?
Because if I can answer, we will have in installment loans the growth of the cost of risk for the newly entered businesses. But at the same time, it will be offset by the lower cost of risk for those clients from installment loans that will be cross-sold. So, for instance, if we are going and selling the installment loan for someone that bought a furniture, actually furniture has a very low cost of risk, but let's assume that the furniture, it is a higher cost of risk for the first time encounter with the client, but then we are cross-selling the same client with the top-ups, back to originals, other loans, that have a much lower cost of risk than the original loans, and these two factors for the maturing portfolio in installment loans level up. We hope that this leveling up will happen in our portfolio in 2014. That's why, all in all, the 2.2 is achievable.
So maybe if we are done with cost of risk, and maybe I can ask, just to clarify your outlook for costs and cost-to-income ratio of 50% combined with the savings initiatives. The savings initiatives are actually will help you to keep the cost growth under control below 10%. It's not that you nominally want to keep the cost of keep admin costs at the same level as in 2014. We should be attached more to cost-to-income ratio and treat the savings initiatives as something that will support in support achieving this rather than, you know, any sort of limits to the business, yes?
From the end, there won't be any limits to the business. Cost of risk, cost income ratio is the proper measure. However, if we looked at this number, and only assuming that the HR costs will have these 260 people living at the headquarter function, we'll have all our Allure Expresses branches filled up now with the new stuff. You can assume that non-HR costs and depreciations will grow as in last year, in a very, very small level, because the bank is coming out of this investment, with the exception of T-Mobile project. Quite honestly, we have nothing to invest in. We are coming out from the phase of the growth of Allure when we heavily invested, and now we are filling this investment with the business. As far as the HR cost, which is roughly 50% of our cost base, we will not slow down in hiring of the people in the client-facing business. If they are needed, we are measuring the efficiency store by store, phone center by phone center, and the proper measure is cost income. I believe that it will be unachievable to have the costs flat 2014. However, I believe that because of the cost-cutting programs that we launch ourselves and together with Roland Vega, we by reducing the cost by the total of 50 million in 2 years, we get at the end into the low single-digit growth of the cost base in 2014.
I believe there is still one answer, question and answer, the one of Darek, regarding the volatility of the insurance fees in relation to the... Then I will move to another topic.
This volatility, which we observe in the course of 2013, is related by two aspects. The existing portfolio and recognition of the revenues is going gradually down. However, new sales, especially short-term products coming from the consumer finance, when we recognize because the maturity of this loan is much shorter than the cash loan. Here we are talking about 18 months, in some cases 24 months, and this component, especially in the last quarter, increased versus the previous quarters, and it explained this increase in the last quarter of 2013.
So we are ready just to take two more questions from the audience present in the room. Apologies, but we are very tight in timing. We have still a conference, with press conference ahead of us.
Okay, very shortly, I'd like to an outlook. You mentioned that you expect the NIM 4.7 for 2014. Looking at your chart on the page 12, it seems that the net interest margin was close to this level. Actually, I'm wondering how did you came up with such NIM, given the very high increase in net interest income in 4Q. But it's another question. Why the outlook for the NIM is almost flat year on year? You do not expect any improvement in the cost of funding, given that you have a chance to roll out your deposit base right now at much lower cost than in the first half 2013.
Obviously, I would like to tell you that 4.7 is the minimum, and you would like to achieve more. But there are three components. Cost of funding. I think we are slowly achieving our target, which is the 40% of our retail clients sending the salaries to our accounts. Going above this level means that we will have more loyal clients at Pekao S.A. and Pekao BP. So I would like to be realistic here. We spent whole year on first bank project. We got up from 28% to 34%, even higher. I think there are some limits in the kind of cost of funding. Obviously, if the interest rate environment changes, then we will not be contributor of that. On the other side, on the lending side, there are two components. One is that we keep current level of lending margin on retail clients, both in cash loans and in mortgages. There are no signs of wars here on the market at all. We see strong growth in demand for investment loans among the companies, and this is 50% of our portfolio. And I must say that here, we were mentioning earlier that we worry a little bit about the competition from the foreign banks with the cheaper cost of financing. We see tougher competition on lending margins in it's definitely huge competition already in the large corporate sector where we are not that present, but we see this spreading into the mid and small not, but into mid-sized companies. So this is the three components that make me confident that keeping the 4.7 level is tough, it's realistic, it's achievable. We are not planning to go up.
Can I have just one short question? We heard from the market, from some of your competitors, and also your competitor comment about you, that if you look at your new cash loan production, let's take, for example, a 5-year or 7-year mm-hmm. consumer loan, you could sell 1-year insurance with no automatic renewal of the insurance product. You don't then periodize for like 7-year or 5-year period, but then you only for 1-year period. This amount that did not go to upfront. So because there's no automatic renewal of the insurance product, could you confirm that this is something that you do, you know, these days in your current sales?
Completely not. We like to be more saint than Pope in bancassurance.
Yeah,
so we are not looking for any option how to create any other environment than is accepted by KNF. So no, completely. And we have no plan, such a plan.
And maybe just as a follow-up, because we all hope that this whole bancassurance mess is over, but it probably is not, because recommendation U is coming. What could be your current stage of thinking ahead about the recommendation you, what would you need to change and the impact?
Okay, just the price that our company paid for being first in the bank assurance front is heavy, and it's all 2013. We were the first to do some changes that we believed were good after the first half of this year. We were the first to do the changes in after the third quarter of the year. Now we adjusted to under the guidance of KNF to something that is the market standard, and I can assure you that we will not take any active role in the whole industry discussion that is currently going around the recommendation U. We will be humble participants of this discussion, and whatever comes to the entire sector will be done in will be followed up with Allier. I know we, having said so, it's not that we are passive and we are doing nothing. We are looking very carefully at the level of the discussion currently, but the three participants, which is the insurance company, the PIU, Związek Banków Polskich, Polish Bank Association, and KNF, this triangle is at the so early stage of the discussion that the full impact of recommendation U, I don't know of any single person in Poland that can tell what's going to be the full impact. I can assure, however, that if there are the strictest ever possibilities of the bank assurance, our bank is even able and willing to shut down the bank assurance business and go into the regular provisioning for the clients. Now, with this 13% upfront level, honestly speaking, it's not much of a difference. It would be the devastating effect on our P&L if we go for 70 or 64% level that we have earlier. But currently, when all the adjustments are made, if, let's say, there is no bank assurance in Poland, I can tell you that we will react by changing our fees and commission structure for loans, and thus we will protect all our revenue from this line of business. Obviously, this is linked with all the products that are bundled. The question that you asked earlier about the insurance product for the for the companies, that is a very, very small part of our portfolio, as well as the unit links, these are the products that are sold separately, and we would like to say that we will develop the standalone insurance sales in our branches. We, as we mentioned earlier, we are retraining and certifying our employees to sell the insurance product. Why? Because this is one of the products that KNF has no problem with in selling in the banking branches. As you know, we have Kantors in our branches, we sold gold in our branches. There's no reason why we shouldn't sell insurance in our branches. But as a standalone product, on which this is completely different category. But this is one of the things in the future.
Okay, operator, having any questions from the audience present on the conference call, we are ready to take two questions from the remote audience right now.
Thank you very much. For those participants on the phones, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. Once again, it's star 1 on your telephone keypad for a question. You have a question from the line of Jovan Sikimic. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. Just a short question. On the 4Q, based on restated figures, the growth of net interest income being mainly on the interest income side, can you maybe give us a split of which part came from bank insurance income and which part came from underlying loan growth?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat your question? We did not hear you well.
Okay, I will try again. Now it's better?
Much better, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I just want to know what's like the split of net interest income growth in the fourth quarter, because it was like in nominal terms more around 60 million and purely coming from interest income side. And if you can give us a split, which part is related to bank assurance fees bank assurance part of net interest income and which part came from underlying loan growth?
We still cannot hear you right now.
So the changes which we did has comparable impact as we observed in the third quarter, because the adjustment which we made is around 60% part of the net interest income comes from the net interest income. Remaining part is driven by the insurance.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Operator, do we have another question? We still can take one more question from the remote audience.
You have a question on the line of Ivan Bokhmat. Please ask your question.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for providing the detailed guidance. Can I just ask you, maybe you can also provide some guidance on the bottom line in a form that's convenient to you. Maybe, again, with relation to consensus, which I can see right now is it's about 381 million zlotych for 2014. Thank you.
Okay, I would... I mentioned earlier, it is because of the T-Mobile project and only because of the T-Mobile project, I feel very uncomfortable giving the guidance on the bottom line. However, there is something like a consensus among the analysts, and I can assure you that if our views on the consensus are, totally different from what you expect, I believe that this is my duty to warn you. That this is not the expectations are not in not right. I don't want to do it, so I'm not doing that. And this is the end of what I can do as a guidance for the 2014 number.
So if I understand you correctly, the current consensus is something that's pretty close to your budgeting, and on top of that, there is further upside from T-Mobile. Would that be the right approach?
We cannot add anything.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so thank you very much for attending our management presentation and management conference call. Sorry and apologies for the incident with the printing house that we had and the presentations printouts has been delayed.
And obviously I would like to add that if you have any questions, both those that are present here and those on the conference, Piotr Wyszanowski and all of us here, especially Witek Skrok and Kasia Sukowska on the risk side, are available for you to dig deeper into the numbers and provide you with additional information if needed. Thanks.
Okay, so thank you very much once again.